This is a recorded oral history of Anne Buston Dominski. This is Brenda Shepherd, and today's date is April 17, 1984. Okay, Mrs. Dominski, when and where were you born?
I was born just about where I'm living, September 8, 1910.
And where are you living right now?
Same place, 404 Springs Drive.
Right over by where Rock Springs got its name, right?
Right, where, right above that's where the spring was.
Was there a midwife in attendance or a doctor? Or what help did your mother have?
She had a doctor.
And do you
at my grandmother's.
At your grandmother's house?
At my grandmother's.
Do you remember the doctor's name?
I think it was Dr. Will Freeman.
Okay. Then you were born right in Rock Springs. Do you have any idea when and where your original family came from?
Well, my dad came from England, and my mother came from Denmark.
And did they meet here in the United States?
They met here. My dad was living in Carbon in 1890. Then he came to Rock Springs, and they were married in the Methodist Church in 1899.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
And where do you fit in the family group?
Well, I have 4 brothers older, then a sister, and then I'm the middle girl, and then my younger sister. And they will celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary in July.
Your youngest sister. Kate, did your mother or your father ever tell you anything about life in the old country?
No, mother came over when she was only about 6 years old. And my dad spoke kind of the Missouri. He came from Missouri out here.
Okay, and where?
And he settled in, he was at Carbon. And he went to Yellowstone Park in 1890 on horseback. And I still have his diary.
You have his handwritten diary?
His handwritten diary.
I'd really like to see that. Diaries are one thing that our history department's really interested in, is handwritten diaries. So then, did your mother ever speak her native tongue at all?
Not, to different people, like the old Kappuses, the old folks, you know, and the Hafners. They all talked, you know, amongst themselves, but we never talked at home.
Hmm. Was your dad a miner?
He was a miner. He was a boss for years until he took sick in 1931.
And did he work for the Union Pacific?
He worked for the Union Pacific first. Then he worked for Sweetwater out here where Coyote is now. He was a boss out there. Then he was boss for the Central Coal and Coke Company until he took sick.
What were your first memories of Rock Springs, the town itself?
Well, the creek run right through, right about where this center is right now. It come down through here. I went through where that street there, Evans, you know, mm-hmm. that where the Bunny Park is now. It went through there and around through, and there was a bridge over there and a bridge right over here. I can remember those bridges, and they had horses. Hodges had horses down here on this side of the creek. And I remember when they dropped the harness on the horses if we had a fire. They just dropped the harness right on the way they'd go.
Was this Bitter Creek that ran?
Yes.
And it's been rerouted?
Oh, it was rerouted in 1927, I believe. It was 27.
Okay, what did you use for transportation? What did your parents use?
Well, I think we had rented one of the earliest Fords.
One of the first Fords here, huh?
Yes. It had kerosene lanterns on the sides of the car. It had kerosene lanterns.
That's right. She's right.
Yeah, that's the first couple we had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was 19, because the license had those there.
And we even had them in the house. That's why I had them in the house. Hanging on the wall.
They had those silver things on the license at that time. You know, they were slick and then
that's for heaven.
So that's been years ago.
Mm-hmm. How was the town laid out at that time?
Well, the houses was, a lot of the houses was built along in the creek banks. Even the little privies was over there.
First flush toilets, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how most of the streets got their names? Are they after citizens in Rock Springs, or?
Well, not too many of them, because there was the different districts. There was number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, 8, and 9, and number 10. They were all coal companies, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And there was North French Street and South French Street out here, with the tracks. That was North and French Street, where they changed to, I don't know what they changed their streets to.
South Main?
Something like that. They changed the names of it. But
okay.
And then there was A, B, C, D, E, you know,
mm-hmm.
F, G Street. They were all.
Did you ever hear the story about how, why the Rock Spring streets are so windy?
Well, on account of that creek, I imagine, because they had to, they just followed the creek around.
A lot of the stories I've gotten were drunk Chinamen on mules coming home from work, and they go like this. Okay, did you?
Well, the Chinese town was right out there. I went to, after we, see, when I started school, I started it out at number 6 there. I think, let's see, Kate Slott was my first grade teacher, but Mrs. Whedon, Peterson and Walters. I can remember those teachers being out there, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Then we was transferred to the Washington School. And Chinatown was right, well, the Chinese people lived right behind there. There was a well right in the yard. And they used to carry the water on yokes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, Roy McDonald threw a snowball and hit the Chinaman, and he dropped those buckets. He chased us, and we ran around to the front of the school, and he caught Elizabeth Wilson. And he was the principal of the Washington School.
The Chinaman was?
No, Elizabeth Wilson's dad was the principal of the Washington School, and he really just shook her. I thought he was going to shake her. And she didn't do it. Was Roy McDonald who threw the snowball. That's where Chinatown, you know.
Where our present Washington School is,
yeah.
Right behind that?
Right there where the school is now. Because our school was at the front there where the playground is now. You know, it was right up against the road from there. And it was really a good old school.
Did you have all 6 grades in together, or 8 grades?
Oh, they had, every room, they had just 6 grades.
They
had
and one grade in each room?
Oh, yes. And then I went up to the junior high, and it was the rocks that the stadium is made out of now was our junior high at that time. And I graduated from the main building there right next to the junior high there on B Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I graduated. So.
Do you remember any of the games you used to play?
Oh, we used to play Run Sheepy Run, Kick the Cat. Fox chased the goose.
How do you play Run Sheepy Run?
Well, we had signals. We'd have sides and we'd have signals. And whatever signal, if the other group was coming, so you had your captain. And they'd holler whatever to warn us which way they were coming and everything, you know. We really had, I don't know, it was so much different than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of fun.
Did you have a lot of toys?
No.
Kind of made your own toys.
We made our own toys, and if we got one thing at Christmas time, that was it. Because we was a big family of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't expect it, you know. Then I can remember our first Christmas tree, our Christmas tree. Dad would go out and get a cedar tree. And then we had those little candles that would pinch on. Have you seen those little pinch candles? Well, that's what we'd have our tree all decorated at. And then on Christmas Eve, we'd light it. And we didn't have Christmas ornaments and things that they, well, we got a lot of old ones, but Mother used to put this clear toy candy, some of them were that big, great big pieces of clear toy candy. We had popcorn. We had different kind of bars and gum, and we'd string our own popcorn, you know, just to make this. Or a lot of times we'd take cranberries, or we'd go out and get the little blueberries off the cedar trees and string them and decorate the trees. And they were really pretty.
I bet they were. Were there different ethnic neighborhoods? Now, you tell me where the Chinese lived. Did the blacks live different places?
Well, we didn't have very many blacks here. The earliest blacks I can remember, we had the Epps and the Collinses and the Jacksons. Oh, Mr. Jackson. But that was all. We didn't have very many colored people here at that time.
How about Indians?
Oh, the Indians used to come through. And they used to camp right close to where I live right now. Over there was a kind of a meadow, and there was springs right along the road there. And they camped there on the way to Lander and back.
Hmm. Hey, where did people shop for their groceries and stuff?
Well, we had Beckwith and Quinn. That was where the show is right now over here.
The Rock Theater.
The Rock Theater had that, and then they had, I remember earlier ago, the hat shop. And the Union Merc was an old store. It was here at that time.
It was kind of a department store with some clothing and stuff like that. Okay, did the town have many bars with brothels and burlesque shows and stuff?
Well, they had a lot of bars. We still have. The cowboys would ride right into the bar, right on their horseback.
Right on horseback, huh?
And I've seen them do that.
Back then, most of the bars were generally around the K Street area. And
And over here on the other side of the depot there, too. There's bars over there, too.
Was there very much violence in town?
Well, not. Of course, we lived out of town. But we never seemed like there wasn't very much violence around.
No shootouts and gun brawls?
No, not that I can remember.
I think that's been overplayed a lot of
times. Yeah, a lot of it's. A lot of hooey.
What churches and denominations were there in town?
Well, there was a Catholic, the Episcopal. The Methodist, the Congregational, the Baptist, and the Lutheran. That's about all I can remember.
Okay, some of the things that has been brought out in some of the other histories is about that a lot of churches shared the same building, the same ministry and stuff like that.
Yeah, some of them meet upstairs in the Klondike Hall, and that was up here on the corner. On that very corner where you turn. Well, they tore them down. There was the old Klondike Hall there. And they used to meet upstairs in there.
And that was over kind of what?
Well, by that fire station used to be out there on Pilot Butte.
On Pilot Butte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about natural disasters? Did you have any floods?
We used to have a lot of cloudbursts. I'd seen the water come down C Street right into the Park Hotel, where the Park Hotel is now, flood the basements. And really. And I seen the flat out here where KRKK is now, just like a lake. I said people don't realize what a cloudburst can do.
Mm-hmm. That's right, they don't. How about any epidemics? Remember any epidemics that flu or?
Well, let's see, my brothers had diphtheria, two of them. They had diphtheria. They'd quarantine us in, though.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put up a sign on the house, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was allowed to go in or out of there, either.
Where did you go for medical help?
We had doctor here.
Did you have them, like, specific cases, like some doctors would handle childbirth, maybe black lung, maybe, or were they all more or less general practitioners?
General practitioners.
Care of everything, huh? Do you remember any of the remedies or drugs that were available?
Well, a lot of us had our own, had your own drugs, liniment and Sloan's liniment and Absorbine Junior and cough syrups. And
mm-hmm. A lot of things that your mother just made up.
That's right.
Do you remember any of the names of the doctors in town?
The every doctors?
The regular doctors in town.
Well, let's see, there was Dr. Freeman, Dr. Lowther, Dr. Goodnow, Dr. Rose, Arbogast. They were the earliest that I can remember back to.
Okay, how about Union Hall?
Well, they had Union Hall, yeah. Yeah, you know, they had their union.
Mm-hmm. Was it most generally minors?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever go to any union dances, Union Hall dances?
Oh, we and election we used to have, you know, different sections out of Superior and out to Reliance, and they'd have dances and things for things here, you know, for election.
Was that the main?
But at home, we used to meet at different houses, you know, every weekend, and everybody would take something to eat, and we had Peach and Easy. Have you ever heard of them? Well, he used to play a bass harp and a violin at the same time. And we used to have a lot of fun dancing and having good times years ago.
And his name was what?
Peach and Easy.
Peach and Easy.
P-E-P-E, Peach. S-C-H. S-C-H-I-N-A-Z-Y.
That's one name that hadn't come up before. Okay, were there holidays that the whole town celebrated together?
8-hour day, Labor Day, 4th of July. We always had big times on Labor Day and April Fool's Day, you know.
That was the 8-hour day.
8-hour day. Mm-hmm. We always had shows on at the Rialto Theater and everything. They used to have big doings.
Where was the Rialto Theater?
Right where the Roxbury's National Bank is now.
Is that right? Was that the only theater in town?
No, they had the, let's see, the Oracle. That's where Newberry's, Boardmore, wherever that is, up here on Front Street, where they got that mall around, that little mall in there.
The Plaza Mall?
Not the Plaza. It's right up here at the corner by the Millies.
Oh, okay.
They used to have a theater in there, and then one... Where that bar is in the next block.
A&D.
No, 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 no.
The Toastmaster.
Toastmaster, that way.
That used to be a theater?
There used to be a theater in there.
Hmm. Okay, now the different ethnic groups, like, did the Orientals have holidays that they celebrated separate?
The Chinese did. They used to have a big dragon, and they'd pull it through and have parades, you know.
And the Chinese New Year. Did children of different ethnic groups play together?
Oh, yes. We never thought nothing about it. You know what I
didn't,
I mean.
Yeah.
We all went to school. I Rudolph Anselmi and all them, we all went to the Washington School together, you know. Mm-hmm. So it didn't make any difference.
Okay, were boys and girls expected to act in different ways?
Oh,
in
yes.
School?
Are you?
No.
Well, what do you mean?
Did the teachers seem to be stricter with the boys than the girls, or stricter with the girls? Or?
Well, they were about the same with all of us, and I don't know, they did have much trouble with children in them days.
Dunce caps?
Yeah, well, not too many. We didn't have too many dunce caps either. We were told, if you got a whipping in school, you get a double one when you got home.
Yeah, so they spanked in the schools then.
So that's really to smack your hands or something.
Get the ruler, huh?
Well, And it made the kids better, I'll tell you, than they are today.
Yeah. What about sports and stuff?
Well, we played baseball and volleyball.
Did the schools have teams like they do now?
Well, amongst ourselves, we did.
Just more intramural. Yeah. You didn't go to Rollins and play?
No.
How about sex education classes? Were you ever taught about birth control or anything like that?
No.
None at all?
None. Just I don't remember ever hearing it in school. That was big.
How about your chores at home?
Sure, we had to get coal and wood and carry the water from the well and wash the globes of the gas, kerosene lanterns and lamps. And we all had chores to do.
And what type of house did you grow up in?
Well, let's see, we had 5 rooms. And it was a pretty nice house. You know, my dad being in the bunks all the time, we had a pretty nice home.
The wood frame? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, it was rock. Two of the rooms was solid, practical rock. And it was cool in summer and warm in winter.
Natural insulation.
Natural.
Were you ever sick as a child?
I was.
What kind of problems did you have?
Well, I don't know really what it was. Dr. Lauser was a doctor, and I don't know. There was 3 cases, but the other 2 died. So, I don't know what it was, but I swelled up, you know what I mean.
Do you remember what kind of medication he gave you?
Well, he told Dad to put me in ice water to take the fever down, and Dad said, no, she's going to die. I'm not going to let her die in ice water. And he just, I lived on baking soda for 2 weeks.
Bacon, they fed you baking soda?
Baking soda, my dad.
Hey, how were your birthdays for? Do you remember any birthday parties or anything?
Yeah, we used to have a birthday party every once in a while. Mother fixed a cake and invite some of the kids around the neighborhood in.
It's the same. Pretty much the same way. How were your children?
But we used to dunk for apples and things on Halloween and things like that. You know.
How were children disciplined around that?
Yes, we towed the mark, I'll tell you.
Do you remember the bell ringing at night?
Well, they had a curfew. They had a curfew whistle blow here, but we lived out of town then. My dad would just have a whistle, and he'd blow that whistle, and we flew for home very fast, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We didn't get to fool around or anything. We got home, and that whistle blow, we flew.
What was dating like?
Well, we didn't get to go a date when we were young kids, you know what I mean. All the neighborhoods would come, all the kids from all our neighborhood out there would come to our house. We'd play hide and go seek or something like that. We wasn't dating. We just was a bunch of kids playing.
Mm-hmm. When you did start dating, where'd you go?
Well, we used to go to the theater. They used to have, you know, things at the theater, picture shows. We used to go to shows all the time. They had cereals. We had to go every week to see the cereals, see what happened.
You know, that's not so long ago. I used to do that.
I used to love to. We'd walk in snow up to our knees.
Just to get to see the next episode of the cereal.
That's right.
After you started working, do you remember what your first job was?
I worked at Hudax department store. A clerk.
At where?
Hudax department store.
And where was that?
Well, at first it was right here across the ball about where this is, I guess. There's a crooked street here. Still crooked, but I mean, Hudax was there. Then they moved up to where Pinelli's is now, but Hudax was down here. There was a China store and everything else down in here. That thing. The racket store. They used to have an Opie Skag store right in where this.
Hmm. So then you didn't have to belong to a union.
Well, they had a union, but we didn't belong to any union.
Okay. Do you ever remember your dad talking about the miners' union? Did he ever discuss the union in front of you?
No.
Never did. Okay, how did you meet your husband?
We had a roller skating rink down there in Blairtown called the Blue Bird. We started the roller skating, and I just happened to meet Bessie Elves and Bird Gregory and over there was my sister and Mona Hiley. There was all a bunch of us always used to go down there roller skating. That's when I met Lee.
Okay, how old were you?
Oh, I must have been about 17.
And how long did you go together?
About a year.
And then you were married?
Yeah.
At 18. And who were you married to?
In the Episcopal Church.
Is that the same place it is now?
Well, it was the old church, and it was right where the on the side of the other. It was the old Episcopal Church. It's down there by O'Connell's place down here in Blairtown now. They just pulled it down there.
Hmm. Tell me about your wedding.
And that was 50.
What year?
55 years ago.
What date was your anniversary?
July the 13th, 1929.
Tell me about your wedding.
Well, there was about 53 there with but we had a nice wedding.
White gown and veil?
No, I didn't have a veil or gown. I had an equipoise dress on. We even had a blue suit. It was a pretty wedding, you know, just a nice wedding. And you just put your church.
Hey. What machines did you have to help you do your housework? Did you have any conveniences at all? No washing machine?
Well, Mother and I used to start washing on the washboard for a long time, and she got a universal washer, and it had a great big cylinder in, you know. That was our first, well, we had the nose at the old place way, you know, back and forth with your arm. Then she got a universal, and then finally we got a Maytag.
And how about your cook stove?
Well, you used to keep those clean, too, I'll tell you. Get all the grease off of it and polish it up, and it had chrome on it, you know, and you'd have to polish that with banana. And
was it wood cook stove?
Wood, a coal.
Coal?
With coal. Then you'd have to take the ashes out every morning. And the heating stove, too.
Okay, did you or your husband handle the family finances?
Well, I guess both of us did. I mean, he'd give me all the money and I could do as I pleased. But if he needed that, I'd take food.
And where did you and your husband first live?
Right where Mrs. Offerman lives down here on Grant Street.
Did you own your own home?
No, we rented it from Jones.
Okay, who disciplined your children?
We both did. If I did, he kept still. If he did, I kept still. You know, I just had one girl.
You only had one daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you planned to have, or is that
no,
just the way it worked
just
out?
No, the way it worked out, just one daughter.
How long had you been married when your daughter was born?
Going on 7 years.
What?
She has four.
Well, you have four grandchildren. What task around the house did you most like doing?
Well, I don't know. We took music lessons, and then we had to scrub the floor. We didn't have linoleum on there. Even our dining room floor, we had to scrub it, and it was very flat, wide. And they were just as white as white could be. We had to make beds, we had to do the dishes. Because Mother had so much to do, you couldn't buy everything like you can today. She had to make our clothes and do all the baking.
How about products? Did you make like your own soap or anything like that?
Yes, Mother made soap with lye.
Which household job did you dislike doing the most?
Dishes.
A lady after my own heart. I don't know what I'd done if they hadn't come up with dishwashers. Okay, tell me what a typical day was like. What time did you usually get up?
6 o'clock every morning. We got up at 6 o'clock, Mother fixed breakfast. Then we'd get the dishes done and sweep the floor and make the beds. Carry the water in if she had to wash. Because she did all the baking and all the sewing of our clothes. She was really... She had 7 children. Well, she had 8, but the one little boy died at 6 weeks with pneumonia.
Okay, after you got your own home, after you and Leo were married, did you still get up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
And I still do.
You'd have to keep up with you. Where did Leo work?
He worked, when I met him, he was working in Blairtown in the coal mine. And then he went from Blairtown, he went to Central Coal and Coke. Then he went out to Reliance. He worked for the UP at Reliance. And he was an electrician. And then they sent him to Winton. Then they sent him to Stansbury. And then he worked down here at number 8. So all these mines closed. And then they shifted him out to Superior. He was working in Superior when the last coal mine closed.
Okay, did you move to all these different places?
Never moved. Just stayed the same old.
Right on Grant Street.
No, I moved out to number 6.
Number 6.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you're after your husband went to work, did you and the other women in the neighborhood socialize at all? Coffee clatches?
We used to meet and sew, you know, have little sewing clubs, and once in a while we'd play cards.
I was going to ask you if you played cards. Did you have a garden?
No, I had a few flowers, you know, but I didn't get.
What chores did your husband do in the house to help you?
Well, he used to get the wood and coal in. That was about all because I did everything.
Do you think women work harder than men?
Then?
Then or now, either way? Do you think they work harder than men?
Well, there was different work mm-hmm. to what there is today. You know what I mean? Because they got vacuums and they got... so much easier work, dishwashers and washer and dryer and everything that we had to rub on the washboard and hang them outside to dry. And
mm-hmm. Okay, what political party did you support?
Democrat.
Why?
I don't know, I just always liked the Democrat Party the best. My mother wanted the Democrat Party and so did I, so I just stayed right with it.
When did you first vote?
About 18 or 19, somewhere around there. I wanted to vote for Dan Kosky for sheriff.
Did he get it?
Yes. He was a sheriff for a long time. He moved to Green River after that.
Do you remember Tino Roncalio?
Remember Tino Roncalio well. He lived right down here on North Front Street.
That Ed Herschel.
I met him in Cameron.
Long time ago?
Quite a while ago. And then after that he was elected governor.
Okay, how about Nick Wataha?
Nick or Paul?
Nick.
Was it the one that worked in the bank?
I'm not
she
sure.
She called. Dad was the... He worked in the bank.
But you remember Paul?
Oh, yes.
Okay, how about Bob Johnson?
Read him through the Democrat Party. He's our committee member for our county.
How well do you think they performed their offices?
Real well. Really do.
Do you think they work for the people?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you remember when and how the Democrats took over Sweetwater County?
It's been a Democrat county ever since I can remember.
And it's in a Republican state.
I know it is.
So it's quite interesting.
We have quite a time.
Was there a Democratic machine, political machine, in Sweetwater County?
We used to vote on paper. And then we'd count the ballots. They'd put them in a box, and then we'd count the ballots.
But as far as you can remember, the Democrats have always controlled Sweetwater County. Okay, which party do you think was more responsive to the working class people?
The Democrat.
The Democrat. Got me a Democrat here. Okay, do you remember the IWW? Called them the Wobblies?
I remember the CCC.
Well, the Wobblies was a political party. It was supposed to be International Workers Party, and they carried red cards. Remember anything about the Wobblies? Do you know if there were any communists or socialists in the area?
I don't remember seeing any of them, you know what I mean.
How about an independent labor party?
Not so late, lately they've had different.
Do you think politics was a clean profession in Sweetwater County?
I don't know. I get pretty much, you know what I mean. To my notion, they were the best.
Okay. Were you an active party member? Did you go to meetings and rallies?
I still do.
Right out at Governor Ed's. Tell me about one of the party meetings. How were they usually conducted?
Just like most all our meetings, you know what I mean? They had a chairman and everything was brought up above. Worked for the people, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Bottom for the
candidates spoke.
Candidates spoke, everything. We used to have so many good rallies, you know. They don't have them like they used to. They do come every once in a while and speak, but I mean, then they used to, every one of them used to speak. Then they'd have something to eat, and then they'd have a dance.
Kate? Who was the most famous politician that was ever in this area? Not necessarily from, but any of the presidential candidates or anything that you remember contributing?
Oh, he had a lot of them. There was Calvin Coolidge, the first one president I ever seen. Calvin Coolidge, he was up and we went through the Yellowstone Park. And Kefauver was here, and we shook hands with Kefauver when he was running.
Okay, which politician did you like best?
I think Tino worked for this county real good, for our state.
Okay, do you remember the Ku Klux Klan being active here?
Well, there was some kind of Klan, because I remember blowing up Bert Noy's house on J Street.
Hey, do you remember any lynchings or?
Well, they lynched a colored fella under the bridge one time. My mother always talked about him lynching. He raped a girl, and he got lynched under the bridge right here on Elk Street.
The Elk Street Bridge. Now this story has come out in some of our other histories about a priest who infiltrated into the Ku Klux Klan. And you know, the Ku Klux Klan is against black people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he infiltrated into the Ku Klux Klan and exposed a lot of the members to the public. Do you remember that incident?
Well, I didn't pay that much attention to it, you know what I mean.
Okay. Did women regularly vote?
Well, yes, ever since I can remember, women voted.
Mm-hmm. Did they really get out and exercise the right, or were there a lot of women casting ballots?
Oh, yes, they'd have people go get them in their cars and things and bring them in to vote.
Okay. What do you think of our president now, President Reagan? It's okay. I think we better get one of the Democrats in,
yes,
right?
I think we better get the Democrats.
Do you think his policies have helped us at all?
No, I can't see they have.
Can you tell me, in general, what the area around here was like prior to World War I? Unionism, what were the work conditions? Were there any big strikes?
We had strikes ever since I can remember in the coal mines, really. Off and on, there were strikes. They got on strike. They had a big one in about 28, I guess, 29, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the Depression in 29, too.
How did you make it through the Depression? Was it pretty rough on you?
Oh, yeah, see, the mines were going to work maybe 1 or 2 days a week.
How about Prohibition? Do you remember Prohibition?
Oh, yeah. I remember some of the stills, how they'd pour them out, let them run down the creek.
So people made their own booze, right?
Oh, yeah.
How about speakeasies? Were there bars then that you could go to that were...
I don't remember the bars that time you were doing Prohibition. There was a lot of Freudian, you know, drinks with Freudian.
Mm-hmm. So they used to raid them and dump their stills down the creek.
That's right.
How about the Sweetwater County Raid of 1921? How about the arrest of a bunch of Rock Springs officials in 1930?
Well, I didn't think much about that either, you know what I mean.
You don't remember what it was about at all?
No. I'll have to read that history and find out.
Did you have bread lines and stuff during the Depression?
Yes, they had bread lines.
Was it pretty hard to really make it?
It was hard for a lot of people. It was really tough, I'll tell you, during the Depression.
How about what they used to call Hoover bills? Do you remember? Kind of camp-like bills, where people lived in tents and stuff that they didn't have anywhere else to live.
They said they did, but I didn't.
Never see it.
Never did see it.
Okay, how about work conditions during World War II?
Those that didn't have certain jobs, they had to go to service,
mm-hmm,
during the World War II. But my husband didn't. He was working in the mines. And that.
Do you think things were better then during the war? More work? More wages? Or how was it during the
war? Well, I don't think there was that much difference. You know what I mean? They just needed the men that needed to work. They had to work, and others was drafted.
What about ration cards?
Yeah, we had them too.
And what did
it was
they
pretty mean? Hard. You couldn't waste your stuff. I'll tell you, there was sugar and flour and coffee. You couldn't get nylon salt. There was a lot of stuff that we couldn't get, you know what I mean. You had to have those little coupons to get them.
Okay, was there a black market?
I still, oh yeah, there'd be somebody. Give you some.
You could buy the stamps from other people and so forth. Okay, how about the 1950s, when we were kind of really in another depression? Do you remember that? 1950. Was Leo still working in the mines?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He worked till 58, I think.
Now, during the boom that everyone talks about, do you think 60 Minutes gave an accurate?
No, I think they slam-banged our city, that's for sure.
Did you think that there was corruption in the town?
Well, it was a lot different than it was before, I'll tell you that.
How did the boom affect us the most?
There's no place for them to live. Most of the people had a hard time finding any place to live.
Did you ever see them living in the tents and their campers? And
campers in all the gullies. And
do you think prices were higher then?
Prices? No, I don't think the prices were higher.
Okay, how about crime? Was it more of a problem during the boom, do you think?
I think so too. You know what I mean. And you used to know everybody go down the street and everything, but now you don't know anybody hardly.
Okay. How about the prostitutes in town? Were there a lot of prostitutes?
In the early days, but they had a White House up on Number One Hill, up there just above the little old school is now. They used to call it the White House.
Above which school?
Lowell, isn't it? Over here by the junior high, you know, that way.
Okay. Lincoln?
Yeah, by the Lincoln School there was a White House.
And that's where most of the prostitutes were?
Well, they had a house there. It was a lot better than it is today. I mean, the men would go there and wouldn't bother the other people, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no rape.
No rape like there is today.
What do you think was the biggest problem created by the boom? I don't know. There was crime. There was tranches through town.
It still is, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was a direct result of the boom?
I think so.
Okay, and do you think this town has changed for the better since the boom?
No.
I think it's still just as bad.
Just as bad.
Boom started a mess.
And it's still a mess.
Okay, now, what is your best memory of Sweetwater County? Most memorable.
Well, I think it's been a pretty good county, Sweetwater County, all of it.
Okay. Do you remember anything about the Chinese Rebellion?
The Chinese Riot, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just here, my mother and dad, grandfather and grandmother came to Rock Springs right after the Chinese Riot. The soldiers was in the barracks and everything at that time.
They had to bring in soldiers to fight.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember why it started?
Well, as far as I've ever figured it out, these Chinamen would stay down in the mine. The white men would go down and they'd cut their coal. The Chinamen would take it during the night and send it out. They were taking the white men's coal that they had dug, you know. And that started it. That's what started the Chinese up.
Chinese also worked for less money, too, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
And they wouldn't join the union.
They wouldn't join the union.
Okay.
And they ran them out over the hills.
And did away with them. What do you think is the biggest change in this country since you were young?
Well, everywhere you go, everything's just building up so much more than. You know what I mean?
More cities, more population.
More population, no matter where you go. Everything just seems like it's building and building. Even to Jackson out here and all those places, they're just. First time I remember them, they were small and really nice, but now they're just getting too commercialized, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you think the future holds for our country?
I don't know what the thing will be in 10 years from now, even. The way everything's going, the way they're going to the moon and these spaceships. And
how about the nuclear weapons?
I think they're dangerous. Don't you?
I think they're
really dangerous.
So do you have anything that you'd like to say in closing for your grandchildren or your heirs? Something you think is important for them to do? Something?
Well, I hope they have as nice a life as I've had, because I've really had a nice life, you know what I mean.
And still have a good active life.
And I still
have a good. Go get them. Thank you, Mrs. Donovan.